March 26, 2012. I'll call this meeting to order of the Board of Directors of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Purpose of the meeting is to consider one agenda item, which is to approve a resolution titled Resolution Approving Six Supplemental Trust Indenture and Security Agreement and the Remarketing of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC Project Series 2010 and Related Matters. Mr. Fox?
Good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners, and Industrial Development Corporation Board. You have before you a proposed resolution to approve the six remarketing of these outstanding bonds that were issued December 1, 2010 for the Jefferson Refinery Project. As you will recall, this is now the sixth time that this group has been before you asking you to approve the remarketing. And the reasons for that is when these bonds were initially issued, you recall they were issued into escrow to take advantage of some tax laws passed in the legislation to for the hurricane recovery and so on. And since then, Jefferson Refinery has been going through the process of putting the project together. It's coming in various tranches or different phases. And eventually what will happen is that once they get all those pieces together, the bonds will be permanently placed with a long-term investor and you won't have to come back. But as it stands now, they remarket the bonds every 3 months, and so that's why they're here before you again. We have with us here today Robert Thayer and Donna Bruni and then Mark Viator with the refinery. Mr. Salazar cannot be here today. I believe he's up in Dallas signing some of the closing documents that they can report on. But this is the same approval you gave 3 months ago, and there you are now at 6-1, which is why it's called the Sixth Supplemental Indenture. Unfortunately, they have to go through this process in order to continue the remarketing, which is why they have to get approval from the Industrial Development Corporation, as well as approval of the governing oversight of the county at the 1:30 meeting. And you're basically re-signing the same documents that you signed before, a resolution approving it, resolution by the county, general certificates, and the remarketed bonds that will get reissued at closing. Closing is set for, I believe it's the 29th of this week, of this month, March of 29th. And if you'd like to hear from Mr. Thayer, Mr. Viator, myself, we can answer any questions, but that's what's before you this afternoon.
Well, in any event, this is just the terms of the debt issuance requires that they be remarketed four times a year. Is that correct?
Yes, they're held with, I believe it's Branch Bank and Trust that holds the bonds right now, or substantially all the bonds, and they have the right to put the bonds, and they go out through their marketing agent and remarket them. Again, they're basically being remarketing in escrow until they're ready for the permanent financing and permanently place the bonds.
Good. Any questions from any member of the board? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it. Do you have something you wanted to say, Mr. Viator, about this Galveston Bay processing?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity to be before you, Judge, Commissioners. The last time we were here, you asked for a report on the contractors or what has been done at the with Jefferson. What has taken place to date is we've had grubbing taking place at the site to get rid of some trees and to remove some a little bit of pipes. Then we've had a demolition project. Triangle Iron was used locally to be able to do that. A local company was used to be able to do the grubbing as well. And then, of course, we did the bids on High Island. High Island project is not, the people that bid on it were all local. It was awarded to a local company, but we have not gotten to the place where the funding is available for the High Island project to begin. Jefferson purchased the Galveston Bay processing plant. It was Sandridge, and they purchased that not with any of the bond money, but with private investment. And so this document that I have before you is a document that basically explains that plant and the marketing plan, what's going to be taking place. The last page, Jefferson's in the process of, they went out with bids to six local companies to build a truck unloading rack. They're going to be bringing condensate into the facility to be able to process it, starting with approximately 3,500 barrels a day and hopefully growing that to about 10,000 barrels a day. And so those bids are in. We're in the process of evaluating those bids, but they were all local contractors who bid on the project. So it is assumed that it will be a local contractor, of course, that receives the award. We're also in the process of evaluating local employees who were laid off from Sandridge, Galveston Bay. And so we're evaluating those. We'll be hiring a plant manager and a small group of less than 10 operators to be able to operate it initially. And then as the facility grows, we hope to be able to add employees to the process. This will give Jefferson an opportunity to be able to get some cash flow. They're very pleased with the opportunity. It also brings in additional logistics that were part of the problem, not problem, part of the hindrance of being able to have logistics going in and out of the facility. And so we want to come back to you and give you a report as you requested.
How many employees totally will be hired at this particular thing? I know you said 10. Is that the total number?
Yes, sir. Probably less than 10, Commissioner, to begin with. And we're seeking to evaluate the people who were laid off.
In terms of the facility out there at Hampshire, give me an overview on what type of construction is either ongoing or has been completed out there or planned.
What has been completed is the demolition of the site, the removal of tanks, piping some structures. That is what's been done. The next phase of the natural gas processing plant acquisition is to be able to clean some tanks, to be able to build a truck unloading rack, to be able to bring in, they're going to bring in trucks with condensate to be able to process it, as I said, anywhere from 3,500 barrels a day to 10,000 barrels a day. They want to grow that, as the months go on. And so that's the only thing that's going to be taking place at this time. We're hopeful to be able to get the funding to be able to do the transload facility and the High Island project after that, to bring some more tankage in place and bring the pipeline from High Island up to Winnie. And so those are the next phases in the process.
So the pipeline work that ties in the facility, that has not begun yet, right?
No, sir, it has not.
Okay. What about storage tanks? Are they finished?
No, sir. We have 8 storage tanks, but that's going to be needed whenever we have the way to be able to bring it. We have some storage tanks that will be bringing the condensate in. We'll be unloading through this truck and this truck unloading rack to be able to feed to the to this gas plant, to be able to process and stabilize the gas.
The schedule that's submitted, I guess this pertains to the plant.
To the gas plant.
Is that May 15th that I'm seeing for a restart?
They're hoping to award bids. Bob, you have any? They hope to award the bids Friday for the truck unloading rack and the tank cleaning. To be able to get the unit was running, and they need to do this to be able to operate it because, we're going to be, as I said, we're going to be trucking product in to be able to process.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
On the High Island facility, Mark said one contractor has been selected. You just hadn't got them. Who is that contractor? Can you say that?
Yeah, that was awarded last June, Southeast Texas Industries.
STI?
Yes, sir. Any other questions?
Mark, just in the long, the big picture of this whole thing, after this, the Galveston Bay processing unit that was recently acquired, is that going to be expanded and eventually be the site for the refinery right there using this part of the facility, or is the refinery operation's gonna be separate and built on the property but adjacent to this? Are they gonna be two standalone entities, or are they gonna just grow from this gas plant?
Well, they're looking to expand the gas plant to be able to process. The plan is, if this process works, to be able to debottleneck and to be able to bring it up to about 20,000 barrels a day.
So I think the expectations we first were told was even quite a bit higher than that.
With the gas plant? No.
No, from the refinery operations.
Okay, there's still some more things that will take place.
Okay.
We still have the condensate splitter, the hydroscrim skimmer, and then there's still the plan to be able to bring additional refining capacity.
Okay, well, that's what I was
wondering.
That's still
is,
on the horizon.
Oh, yes, sir.
The original bonds, I think, were led for was the Jefferson refinery, retooling it and then bringing on the associated facility over in Baytown and the High Island pipeline. I think that was the first strategic plan that y'all had, and it's been modified, a few times in between. So I just was curious as to, I knew that the Baytown project may be off, right? Or that connection, that partnership? Okay, so now it's gonna be more locally with this Galveston Bay and the local refinery.
The Baytown project is officially off. Is that what y'all saying? Because last time it wasn't officially off.
Well, it was on life support.
The Crown.
Brazilian, it was a Brazilian connection.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct, sir. Actually, it's in Pasadena.
Yeah,
and
okay.
That is off. The owners of the facility felt like the bid that we'd put in was too expensive, and they're looking at other alternatives now. And to expand a little bit on Mark's answer, definitely what the company's doing now is continuing on the path that we originally explained. I think what's different, or I know what's different, is that we've come to a realization that, frankly, we're too small to do this on our own, and we're now entering into a number of relationships, business relationships, contractual relationships with very large companies, and we'll become a part of a hub. We still hope to build a hub out in Winnie, sort of a logistical hub that has refining capacity, has storage capacity and a number of pipeline connections. And that's what we're working on now. What Jefferson loses in that is we get a smaller profit margin. What we gain is we get the project built and we become an important part of other companies' businesses, large companies that we hope will come to rely on what we have to offer there.
I have a two-fold and expound on something that Commissioner Weaver brought up, and that's the target date of May 15th to completion.
Yes, sir.
Restoring. How many trucks, do y'all know how many trucks are we talking about? Because I know we're talking about expanding the, building the facility, the dock for those trucks. How many trucks we anticipate being on the road?
Initially, what the engineers think is there'll be about 20 trucks in a day. So that's from sort of dawn to dusk, I guess, is when those guys work.
Okay.
Right, in a truck. Now, the plan is to install some pipeline connections, and we're working on that as well, but that's gonna take a while. That's 6 months, 10 months to get those in place. Eventually, what we'd like to is to have this primarily a pipeline-fed facility, pipeline in, pipeline out.
Okay.
We don't want to congest the roads out there with a lot of truck traffic.
What happened to the rail spur? I know y'all were talking about it one time doing a rail spur.
Still planning on that. That's
how
on
far
the
is that down the line?
Well, there's two things that Mr. Salazar has been working on. One is an alliance at the Port of Beaumont, where we would be part of what they're doing there in their new Orange County transload, which is right across the water. And we're in discussions now with the operator there. The port recently recently awarded a management contract to TransGlobal, is that right? TransGlobal got the contract. We're now in discussions with them about doing what we want to do out there. We're also going to build a rail spur down from the Goodyear plant down in through Hampshire and into our facility. And the timing of that kind of depends on if we're successful at the Port of Beaumont in getting that done. If we are, then the Hampshire line would be a little later. It might be 2 years before we need that. Otherwise, we will accelerate the development of transload at Winnie through the rail line coming down from Goodyear, and that could start in September.
And there was at one time some discussion of barge from barging resources from the valley up to the Intercoastal Canal, and
yes,
offloading.
Yes,
is that still
most,
part
most,
of your supply?
Most definitely. That's
supply
the Highland
side.
Highland project, yes, okay. Most definitely. Yep.
Right, right. But right. There was the barge connection from McAllen or Brownsville, I think, up the Intercoastal I see to the High
That's
Island.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think the way he explained that, he was looking for multiple ways of bringing in the raw crude into the facility. So if any one of those were disrupted, there would be other alternatives for bringing in the feedstock.
Exactly. Yep.
Good business plan.
Anything else? Not, then we'll adjourn this meeting and we'll re-adjourn in commissioner's court here in a few minutes. Yeah, we've already signed the ones for the
2 minutes.
You got 2 minutes again?
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 26, 2012. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your head? And I would say this before I start. Send this is a pleasure. You wasn't here for your retirement. But what the good Lord has to say about things is so great to see you here today. And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we ask that you give your divine wisdom to each and every one of us that stands here to guide this county in the right direction. Lord, we ask that you keep and hold our employees dear to your heart, because without them, this county would not be the best beacon of light in this area. Lord, we ask that you give each and every leader an elected position, wisdom to carry out his and her duty with honor and respect. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you join me in the pledge for our great
national flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
All right. At this point, I'd like to ask Commissioner Arnold he's got some introductions he's going to make. I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, we do have a special guest visiting with us today from the Texas Historical Commission, and that is Ms. Bess Graham. Bess, would you stand, please, be recognized here? Thank you for being here. Bess is on the team from THC who comes out and inspects projects that are of historical buildings in Texas, and as you know, we have recently in the process of finally completing the external restoration of this building. We have Gerald Moorhead and Sandra from Bailey Architects, and also Don LaBiche here, who were very integral parts, and along with Phoenix Restoration. I'm not sure if they're here, but it's been about a 18-month project, but if you've noticed, the outside of the courthouse looks a lot cleaner. All the stones have been refurbished. Just finishing up with some new doors on the historical courthouse. And if you look around this room, you can see the evidence of what we still have ahead of us. So anyway, we're glad that Bess is here. Thank you. And anytime y'all got some extra money over there in Austin, we'd love to get some from you, Bess. We need it. But thank you for being here. Thank y'all. Good job.
All right. I'm going to begin the agenda items today with one out of order. I'm going to begin with Human Resources. Item A is for the presentation of the 2011 Employee Excellence Award. And item B is considering possibly approve a resolution for the 2011 Employee Excellence Award winner. Do I have a motion on those items? Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So at this point, I'm glad you thought ahead of me. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Erickson.
Thank you, Judge. This is actually the will be the 18th time that I've had the pleasure of coming before Commissioner's Court and presenting to you our Employee Excellence Award winners. And it's probably the best thing I get to do all year long, and I always look forward to it. Before I go too much further, I want to thank Charmaine Pierce in my office for all the hard work she puts into this project. She coordinates everything, gets everything together, the judges and everything else, and that's probably one of the toughest jobs, and I really appreciate the work she does for me. We had 13 nominations this year, and these are especially great because these come from the employees' peers and in some cases from their supervisors. And then the employee, those nominations are sent out to our judges. And our judges this year had a very, very tough job, and I want to recognize them. They are, if you're here, stand up. David Pouncey, Kathy Daigle, Carolyn Foster, Willard Janice, and Shanita Keys. And we thank y'all very, very much for the work that you did on this. What I want to do now, Judge, is announce the name of our second finalist. I'd ask that individual to come forward, and we'll recognize him, and then I'd like to read a brief paragraph about that person. Our second finalist and the winner of $300 award and certificate is Wayne Morris. Wayne? Most importantly, here's your check. Yeah, most of us know Wayne, but I'm going to read a little bit about him. He's the Administrative Director of Health and Welfare for the County Public Health Department. Wayne's been with the county for 19 years and was nominated because he exhibits a professional and positive attitude. Wayne is a very courteous individual who exhibits dedication and willingness to help others. He does whatever it takes to help out the clients of this county. Wayne's character and commitment to his profession sets a great example for us all. And on a personal note, I work with Wayne a lot in his position, and you couldn't ask for a finer gentleman or a finer representative of this county as far as I'm concerned. He's a wonderful employee. Congratulations, Wayne.
Thank you.
The first finalist and the winner of a $350 award and a certificate is Robert Green from the airport. Robert? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Wow.
Robert's been with the county for 6 years and was nominated because of his exceptional work ethic and enthusiasm in performing his job duties. Robert is inspiring, dedicated, and dependable. Robert's willingness to lend a helping hand and his driven spirit sets, again, a great example for us all. And Robert, we certainly appreciate the job you do for
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our winner of the Employee Excellence Award for this year receives a $700 award, her name on a plaque to be displayed by the county clerk's office, and a certificate goes to an employee who has dedicated 7 years of service to Jefferson County. Our winner, Marissa Phillips. And this is the plaque that goes up. It's displayed in the new courthouse next to the county clerk's office. And we've got your name already on there. We'll get that put up. Stand right here for just a second.
this is just goes above and beyond. It shows you what our employees can do when they're given the opportunity. They're given the freedom to work real hard for us, and they put their minds to it. Marissa demonstrates dignity, professionalism, dedication, loyalty, strong work ethic, and always goes the extra mile to produce exceptional work. She's a self-starter and has initiated many new projects. In September 2011, Marissa spearheaded the pilot program in the JP Precinct 7 office for an over-the-counter credit card payments for fees, fines, and court costs. In 5 months, the JP office collected $36,329 in over-the-counter credit card payments. This program is now available in all Jefferson County JP offices, and Marissa is currently assisting the Auditor's Department in training other courts. Marissa has also assisted in writing, directing, and presenting several community programs in Mid-County, such as Hot Check Seminars, Drugs Run 101, the Shining Star Award, a CHAMP program, Minding Your Business, etc. In 2011, Marissa earned the Master Justice of the Peace Clerk designation and also received a scholarship and attended the National Court Collection Seminar in San Antonio. And recently, an editor from a national magazine called Courts Today heard about Marissa's collection program while attending the collection seminar and visited with Marissa, and a copy of the magazine was received, and there was a quote from Marissa that was included in an article in that national magazine called The Collection. So she has a true gift of multitasking, a positive attitude, a willingness to help others, and a commitment to her profession that sets a great example to us all. Congratulations. If you'd like to say something, you can. I'm not going to give your judge the opportunity because we only have a short time.
I just want to say I really appreciate it, and I'm very honored that somebody would recognize me for my work. And I don't do it for recognition. I do it because I love my job, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Judge, now you know why I love doing this job. That's fantastic. I know that the court has business to attend to, but the rest of you who are here for this program, we have some cake and some other things outside. We'd like for you to visit with the winner, so we'd like for y'all to participate in that. Thank you.
Well, my congratulations to all of you who've been recognized today. We have wonderful employees here in Jefferson County, and we're thankful for them. I know, Judge Burnett, that you're thankful that you've got such a great employee. And thank y'all for being here. Okay, now we'll move on to items on the agenda under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve an invitation for bids for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District. Item B is to consider and possibly approve addendum number 5 to the contract with Bailey Architects for an RFQ master plan for the historical restoration of the Jefferson County Courthouse to include design, construction, document. Finish reading here in just a second, as soon as the door closes. I guess that should be documentation, bidding negotiations and construction administrative services for the phase 4 restoration of Jefferson County Courthouse, which may include interior masonry, plaster repairs, and painting around windows in the courtroom of Judge Thorne on the second floor. Compensation for the phase 4 is a lump sum fee of $4,850 and reimbursable expenses budget to be determined as mutually agreed between architect and owner. Item C is to consider and possibly approve 25% price increase to the RFP for records, archives, restoration, and preservation for the Jefferson County to co-file preservation, formerly Joseph J. Marotti Company, Inc. This price increase is due to the increased cost for Mylar binders and bookkeeping supplies. This contract is approximately 75% complete. And do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
I'll second that.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by, I think, Commissioner Alfred. Is there any discussion?
No, but I have a statement. I hope that this A will enable him to start spraying as soon as possible.
Yeah.
The mosquitoes is taking them away and we get those
they
calls.
Are terrible, and it's unfortunate. And for members of the public that might not know, the mosquitoes have been bad. One of the problems is that traditionally February and March are not bad mosquito month, typically cold times of the year for us. And so that's the time of the year when we always have the airplane in to have its annual mechanical overhauls, and that's what happened this year. It was out of service. Unfortunately, that work has to be done, and the law does not allow us to use our small single-engine plane to fly over the incorporated areas of the county. So we were effectively trying to battle that with just the trucks, and it was an impossible task. But
Judge, just and Commissioners, just to add a few comments for awareness, there are certain guidelines that and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of this, because I've gotten some questions from some citizens over the past weekend. You know, well, can y'all fly at night? Do we need to fly? You know, we can't fly at night, and can't spray at night, can't spray under certain wind conditions, weather conditions, i.e. rain. So there are a lot of factors that go into that, and that's why you'll usually see the spraying going on early in the morning and right before the sun goes down. And those are the most optimum times to do it. The heat affects us in a very bad way trying to spray. So we just don't want to waste money. You know, it may look good having the plane flying at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday when it's blazing hot, but it's doing no good. It's wasting money. So
forgive me, Ms. Clark, for not having called you this morning and asked you this question when I got back in the office and saw this item on the agenda, but I take it that Co-File Preservation's contract allows them to?
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7. Item D is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Natchez. Item E is to consider and possibly authorize County Judge to execute a letter of agreement and request for provisionally accredited levy designation, an agreement to provide adequate compliance for the Port Arthur and vicinity hurricane flood protection levy. Item F, receive and file certificate of completion for Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Commissioner Weaver, Commissioner Senegal, and Commissioner Everett for having successfully completed all of the continuing education provisions of Article 81.025 of the Texas Local Government Code for the year 2011. Item G is to consider and approve a resolution of the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County approving the action of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation approving a 6th supplemental trust indenture and security agreement relating to the remarketing of its Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bond Series 2010. And by addendum, item H is to consider and possibly approve a resolution adopting the Jefferson County Mitigation Action Plan. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Move by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
We do have Mr. Phil Kelly here today, which is Drainage District Number 7. This letter for the of agreement to request a provisionally accredited levy. We have had some concern for a while since FEMA and certain federal agencies have been working on remapping flood zones across the South about whether or not our levy was going to meet the new rules and what the consequences for homeowners in our area would be in the event that the FEMA were to determine that it does not. it would be billions of dollars. I don't think I underestimated, probably billions of dollars worth of work to bring it up to standard. And in the absence of that, flood insurance rates for our residents would skyrocket. And so I was extremely pleased to learn from Mr. Kelly that it appears, based on the preliminary mapping and the regulations that are going to be enacted, that our levy is going to meet the standards, and we're just thrilled to hear that, and thank you for sharing that news with us. Any other discussion on items under County Commissioner?
Judge, I have on there for consideration and approval for a interlocal with DD7. They're doing some improvements as part of their phase two, the Road Eric Gully. Have Mr. Kelly here, and that work is going to require some extra, they're going to need some additional space when they're reshaping that on that east side of the gully, right? So they're here today. If anybody's got any questions, or if y'all want to make a few comments on that, it's up to you. Okay. All right.
Okay. Also, Mr. Kelly, I want to thank you last week for handling that flood. I got a few complaints that the water got real close to people's houses, but I understand DD6 had a pump go out or something, and it kind of, yeah, I know you're 7, but I did some research, and they said had an issue with a pump house or something, but it got pretty close. But I mean, as I explained to a lot of the citizens, I mean, when God sends the rain, he don't tell us we're going to wait on the pumps to kick on. So it got close, but I thank you for the way that it worked last week.
Well, just a short explanation.
Can you go to the mic, Mr. Kelly?
Just for the record, I think that got a little blown out of proportion. Somehow that information got leaked out to some of the news media, and they announced that we had our pump station, which we have 20 of them, but one that clears the area around Groves, Highland Heights, which is part of Port Arthur, that our pump failed. Well, bottom line is we have 6 pumps in this building, 3 of them that pump 90,000 gallons of water a minute, and 3 of them that pump 215,000 gallons a minute. We had an electrical problem, which killed our trash raking system. And we get so much trash coming into the screens that we had to shut down. It was probably within an hour because we can't continue to pump whenever the water can't get underneath the station. So, we had to shut down for a period of 45 minutes or so while our electricians came, found out what the problem was, fixed it, and we were back online within about an hour now. I was over in that area myself, and there was a lot of water in that area of Groves. And some concerns, but I think once we found the problem and started pumping again, we did a good job.
Right.
But we weren't, by no way or means, were we dead in the water.
Right. I drove through it also, and it wasn't as bad as, it got bad in the streets. The streets are sometimes catch the water like a bucket, and that's a blessing,
right,
really, in disguise.
Right.
But the rumor has it, I said DD6, with DD7, but rumor sometimes takes on his own life. But I want to thank you. I'm glad Judge had you here today, because I meant to call you and thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
Mr. Kelly, I guess I'll take this opportunity too to Central Gardens Drainage. This, Mr. Shaw, Ralph, unbelievable. All that rain that we had, I mean, it was gone. So that siphon that y'all put in some time back, that was a big help. And then with all the work that went on out there, so big improvement. And well, I guess this phase two, it kind of ties into drainage as well, right?
Sure does.
With Road Air.
Well, as a result of a complete district-wide study that was completed in 2002, we've been working on a lot of improvements, recommended improvements from that study. Main C system going up into Neyland is being widened. Main B system going up into the older part of Neyland is being widened, as well as Road Air Gully and some of the tributaries to Road Air Gully. Central Gardens,
right,
was one of those recommendations. And, we've been at it for about 10 years now, doing these projects in phases and more or less paying it as we go. And we're coming to the end of the major projects. Golden Gully is one of those that we are working diligently to improve from Westport off the road back to Highway 69.
Well, thank y'all for all y'all's work. Appreciate it.
I would like to compliment not just your drainage district, but overall, because places that flooded in Jefferson County is not flooding now, and it's because of what you just said, the 2002 study and funding that we received from the federal government that enabled us to do some of these projects is benefiting the citizens of our county tremendously. And I want, like I say, personally.
Well, we have been funded, so you know, we got received a hazard mitigation grant through FEMA to build another pumping facility. It's about a $25 million project for us, and we've been working with the Corps of Engineers on the other side to get approval. Any impacts that we make to the levee system now has to go through the Corps of Engineers, and it's been a holdup for about a year. So we're waiting on word from Washington, D.C. to get started. Big project for us. Judge, I don't know if you want any.
You know that it's hurricane disaster grant funding that's allowed us to do a lot of this work, and it's ironic that the damage we suffered is the money that comes from the damage we suffered is going to help us avoid damage in the future.
Well, not only do we have to certify our levy for FEMA standards for the National Flood Insurance Program, Congress has passed the National Levee Safety Act back in 2007 and gave the Corps of Engineers a task of coming up with a National Levee Safety Program. And probably in the next few months or a year that there will actually be a full-blown risk assessment done of our levee system, where they not only look at the integrity of the levee itself, but they also look at all the risk behind the levee. And with all the industry that we have, and you know, with this new levee safety program since Katrina, life safety is paramount. So they're going to be looking at, like I said, not only the levee, but all of the risk associated with what that levee's protecting. So that's coming, and that will probably eventually cost us a few coins to, you know, keep up to date with unacceptable items that they may find. We have a full-blown periodic inspection coming up within the next couple months with the Corps of Engineers. So. And I didn't know I have some information on the PAL or what brought us to that. To this point in time, I don't know if the rest of the court needs any explanation, but the provisionally accredited levee system will be the designation on the new floodplain maps. And if they do receive our application and grant us that designation, we will have 24 months to provide all the information that FEMA is requesting for certification. And like you said, we've got good news here recently with the storm surge model. It's telling us that our levee is, in fact, high enough to be certified. We've yet to get into that, you know, full-blown study. We have three firms working on it, Bob Shaw Consulting Engineers, along with Carolyn Blackman and Haffin Associates out of Austin. We put that team together to do this work for us. But we really didn't see any point spending a ton of money up front not knowing if our levee was high enough to be certified. Because if it wasn't, then we could forget FEMA and start working with Corps and Congress to get authorization to raise it. So now that we know that it is, in fact, high enough, we're going to get started. And we're asking for this designation actually beginning at the time that they release the preliminary maps, which we are told will be in the next 4 to 6 months, 24 months from that date. So that's buying us a few more months as well. But we're confident we can do the work within that 24-month period of time.
Right. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we'll have these letters, if y'all want to go, if you can have them right now, if you want them. Otherwise, I'll have them available after the court is over. right, then we'll move.
You're gonna sign them after the meeting?
I just signed them.
Okay, well, I can take them then, and I'll return, sign one and leave it with your girl.
Come on up. Only attorneys have to ask permission to approach the bench.
Just attorneys?
Okay, under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct Two for the purchase of a pad foot road compactor in the amount of $43,000. Item B is to receive and file the Jefferson County Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2011. Item C is to receive and file the management letter from Patillo Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2011. Item D is to receive and file the SAS 114 letter from Patillo Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2011. And item B, E is regular county bills, check numbers 364895 through 365137. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Anything that you, Mr. Swain, I had to be at the judicial education deal in Dallas the last few days. So I got back in this morning and saw the annual financial report. And every time I picked it up this morning, somebody came in or the phone rang. So I haven't had time to finish it. You tell me anything out of the ordinary?
No, Judge, Commissioners, nothing out of the ordinary. It was a new audit firm this year. We have Chris Pruitt, the partner. He's in the audience with Patillo Brown and Hill. It was good audit this year, I thought. We looked at a lot of things, have quite a few changes. We had some adjustments we needed to make to some of our ending numbers for us that ended up being positive for our fund balance for budget. We're going to end up having about $4.4 million more than we originally anticipated. The bulk of that is when we accrue we matched up our sales tax revenue with the state. That allowed us to accrue an additional one time, you know, an extra month this year. Not going to happen every year after that. Other things, we had less in our estimated expenses and more in our estimated revenue. One of the things you'll see, the format has changed. We came to court with the approval for GASB 54 to talk about our fund balance. So you have to categorize your fund balances basically into non-spendable and assigned and committed. And for the bulk of ours, it's mainly unassigned. Want to thank Fran for all the hard work she does. She's my guru for putting this together. It's quite, if you look at it, there's quite a few complicated reconciliations going from our modified accrual to a full accrual basis for our presentation. A lot of number crunching this year, a couple of last minute changes too that all came together, and here we are. So worked out well, and we did get a clean opinion, unqualified opinion on our auditor.
All right. Anything further from any other member of the court? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Engineering, item A is to receive and file an easement and right-of-way agreement for crossing fee property between Air Products LLC and Jefferson County, Texas. That property is located in precincts 2 and 3. Have a motion on that item.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for February 2012, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All righty. Under Juvenile Probation Department, item A is to receive and file the Jefferson County Juvenile Board's inspection and certification of the juvenile detention facilities the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center as per Title III Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. And under risk management, item A, it's consider and possibly approve renewal of mosquito control liability insurance policy with Nason Associates, Inc., effective April 24, 2012, at a flat renewal rate of $15,750. Item B is to consider and approve a renewal of a storage tank liability insurance with Ace American Insurance Company, effective April 6, 2012, at an annual premium of $6,163, which is a 13% decrease from last year's premium. Have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver.
Sir? No, sir. This is placed, we use our broker, McGriff, Siebels, and Williams, and they go out take a look. We do have some local involvement with McGriff, Siebels, and Williams when we help place this coverage, though.
We have a local agent, Salter, I believe.
Yes, sir.
But we don't have any local companies that are authorized to do insurance business by the State Board of Insurance. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and then lastly, under Sheriff, item A, it's considering possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Vonette H. McBride for 19 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the community?
Yes, I want to, because I'll have to attend the meeting in Harris County on Friday, but it was sent out that King Westbrook, a bailiff in the county court at law number one, there will be a retirement party for him, and I won't be here, but I know Mr. King and see him often, and I want to wish him well in his retirement.
Yeah. Anything further? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.